Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democrats formally made Joe Biden the presidential nominee Tuesday night, and Biden's wife, Jill Biden, made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying the U.S. needs leadership worthy of the country. Jill Biden also said her husband can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Former President Bill Clinton doled out some stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus crisis as he made a case for voters to support Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Senator Harris will accept the Democratic Party's vice presidential nomination Wednesday evening at the Democratic National Convention. Harris will be the first black woman and first Asian American woman named to a major party presidential ticket as the running mate of Biden, who accepts the party's nomination on Thursday night. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, that is voanews.com. The Malian soldiers who forced President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to resign in a coup said Wednesday that social and political tensions has undermined the proper functioning of the country for quite some time. We'll have more on that story throughout the day. As always, for additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. South Korea on Wednesday reported 297 new coronavirus cases, its biggest daily rise since early March, as the country began restricting gatherings in the capital area of Seoul amid fears that transmissions are getting out of control. Figures released by Seoul's Center for Disease Control and Prevention Wednesday brought the national caseload to slightly more than 16,000, including 306 deaths. Desperate to prevent the outbreak in the capital area from exploding into a nationwide crisis, officials have forced stronger social distancing and gatherings of more than 50 people indoors and 100 people outdoors are prohibited. Nightclubs, karaoke rooms, buffet restaurants, computer gaming cafes, and other high-risk facilities will be shut down, while churches will be required to entirely conduct their worship services online. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy promising that mailed-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time. DeJoy suspended all cost-cutting measures at the agency until after the election that Democrats claim would possibly keep millions of votes from being sent to election officials. Meantime, President Trump has claimed without evidence that massive mail ballot schemes will lead to widespread fraud and a rigged election against him. House Democrats say they plan to vote in an unusual Saturday session on an extra $25 billion in funds for the postal agency and to limit changes they contend would inhibit the processing of mailed-in ballots. Senate Republicans this week expected to introduce coronavirus relief legislation that will include billions for the Postal Service. Firefighters in Brazil say strong winds, hot, dry weather, that is, making it difficult to battle thousands of fires burning in the Pantanal, world's largest wetland area. Brazil's National Institute for Space Research spotted more than 3,000 fires the first 2 weeks of this month, five times as many as the same period last year. Experts blame the fires in part to higher-than-average temperatures and below-average rainfall since mid-July. And the Israeli military, they launched an airstrike attack on Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip Tuesday, saying it was in retaliation to a rocket targeted at the Israeli territory by Palestinian militants. As always, for more news, join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.